Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Warrior's Word with Wisconsin Lutheran College head football coach Dennis Miller. The Warrior's Word is a weekly program that gives you, the fans, the opportunity to ask the Wisconsin Lutheran coach questions about the Warriors, football or sports in general, or just seek the coach's wisdom about life events that are going on. In this week's episode, the coach talks to us about the loss against Lake Forest and what he's expecting this week against Lawrence Tech. He tells us what he thinks about the performance of freshman quarterback Nick Yockey. And the coach provides a little advice to a troubled mother. So let's join the Warrior's Word. Well, we want to welcome back Coach Miller. Coach, do you have any team updates for us?
The biggest update every week is probably going to be our health. And, we came out of it reasonably healthy. We had one young guy took a little bit of a knee sprain, but he'll be back with us shortly. But all in all, we came out of it fairly unscathed, and so I'm really grateful and feeling really good about that.
A very close game on Thursday. Lake Forest kind of pulled away in the fourth quarter. Your takeaway from that contest?
Yeah, well, I thought it was a very good football game, first game for both teams. Disappointed in losing it because it was certainly a game that is winnable. As far as pulling away in the fourth quarter, we obviously opened the opportunity for that going on fourth down very deep in our end zone late in the game because we needed to, and then they scored that tack-on touchdown. But it was probably a one-score football game, and I think any time you can put yourself in that position and still have an opportunity to win late, you want to do that. But I thought we learned some things about our football team, and I feel good about the potential that we have if we can continue to build on it.
What do you think your team needs to do to win those close contests in the fourth quarter?
Well, I think we just need to win them. I mean, that sounds like kind of a oxymoronic way to say it, but sometimes you just need to finish, period. You're in a situation where you can do it, and you just flat out need to do it. I don't think there's a magic elixir. I thought our motivation, I thought our enthusiasm, I thought everything that we were doing in the entire football game was very, very good. I thought our body language was really good on the sidelines. We did a lot of very solid things throughout. I mean, we blocked an extra point that, quote unquote, is meaningless, but it's really not. And A, that's an attitude play, and we bring that back. And then when we finally get the kickoff on that very last possession, we just do a really good job offensively and get it down into scoring territory, maybe with not enough time to do an onside kick and get another score, but you never know. But the attitude behind all of that was really positive. So we just got to finish. Period. That's it. End of conversation. We just got to finish.
Is that one of those kind of things that just once it happens, then it's really not that big a deal anymore? And everything kind of rolls together.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's like a goal line stand. Until you have a goal line stand, you can't really know what that's all about. And then once you have it, you're never the same football team again because you know, okay, our backs are against it. They have 1 yard to go, and they're not getting it because we've already accomplished that. We know how to do it.
The Warriors struggled a little bit last season establishing a running game. Alan Jackson looked like he might be the answer to that this year.
He had a really nice game. No question about it. We wanted to see his progress from freshman year to sophomore year. And I thought he had a really nice game, and we're looking forward to seeing how that progresses the rest of the season. We also have some other backs, Todd Lehman, to be one of them that also I think has a big upside for us. So I think when we're talking week 10, looking back on the season, we're gonna see a much better results and a much more effective running game this year.
How did you feel your freshman quarterback did in his college debut?
I thought it really well. He carries himself very calm all the time. He's just a real chill kind of a guy, and I thought he did really well. He was 18 out of 32, and you know, a lot of times statistics are misleading, or at least they don't tell the whole story is maybe a better way to say it. A lot of teams are dinking and dunking and throwing 2 yard outs and all that sort of thing. And we were trying to push it down the field, and he made some really good long throws as well. So I thought as a debut, he did a nice job.
Who are your players of the game?
Well, we've talked about one of them, Alan Jackson. I'm sorry. I was looking at the stat as you asked me that. Our offensive player of the game was Nick Yockey, a quarterback. We talked about him. Again, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, 200 yards passing, and a pretty decent completion percentage. So, again, I think it's off in the direction we want it to go. Defensive player was Zach Brug, and that's a feel-good story. Zach's been out and injured, lost both of the last years due to ACL and broken ankle, and to have him come back, one of our captains and really an inspirational leader for us, had a really nice game, really a solid physical football game. And then we had a young guy on our special teams, Max Gulen, who's a freshman. Just a very quick, physical young guy, and really established himself on special teams. So those are the players of the game.
You travel to take on Lawrence Tech this weekend. This is a program that is in their second year of existence, but went 5-3 last year. What are your thoughts about what you see in this program?
You know, they have a lot of athletes on their team. They're an NAIA school. They're a scholarship school, and excuse me. They clearly have put some money into some pretty talented kids. They fly around. They're very aggressive defensively, and they attack it physically, offensively. So we know that they're going to be a good football team, a good challenge. I think they're well coached. So it'll be a good game.
They're a young team. Are there ways that when you look at a young team like that, that you can kind of rattle them to make mistakes?
Well, you hope so. You know, you hope you can. I think that, you know, they play a lot of man defense, and that probably mitigates some of the stuff you can do, because they're not getting bad eyes necessarily and looking in the wrong way if they're playing zones and all that sort of stuff. But I hope we can do that. You know, I think we have a fairly veteran team, and if we can just stay the course and do what we do and do it in a physical manner as well, I think we're going to have a nice football game.
Well, let's head to fan questions this week. We start with Al, who says, Coach, I thought Nick Yockey looked poised at times, but not so much on that last drive with about 3 minutes left in the game. What do you do as a coach to try to teach handling pressure late in games, or is that something that can be taught?
Yeah, well, the very last drive, I thought he did it remarkably well. The one that perhaps he's referring to is the one that we went 4 and out and they ended up scoring afterwards. And you know, your back is kind of against it when the opponent knows that your playbook is a little limited because of the time on the clock and that sort of thing. So I think you just gotta, you know, you gotta make some plays. I think we gotta call better plays at those times to give them some outlets. But I think he's gonna handle pressure just fine. I think he'll be fun to watch as he progresses.
Well, I have to say, too, I watched that game, and I thought that's a pretty tough assessment considering kids in his very first college game. I thought he looked really good.
I think so, too. I was really happy. I thought that very last drive that we took down there, I mean, he made some big-time throws, and our receivers made some big-time catches, and I was really happy about that.
Next up is Luke, who says, how has the team responded to a freshman quarterback starting this season?
Absolutely no issue whatsoever. I mean, he's one of the guys, and he's in the groove, and it's not been anything.
Chris would like to know, do you ever change your defensive scheme from 1 year to the next because of the types of players you have?
Every year. Yep. Absolutely every year, including this year. So, that you have to do that. I think as a coach, you can't be so stuck on a system that you lose sight of the fact that players make plays. Systems usually don't make plays. Players make plays. And every single year we do that, and we have done it this year as well.
Mary says, Coach, I know coaches say football is such a great metaphor for life. Things may not always go your way. So let me pitch this to you. How would you respond if you never won more than 4 games in a season, if the Lord told you that my grace is sufficient for thee?
That's quite a cerebral question there.
Yes, it is.
Well, certainly the last point, my grace is sufficient for me, is a fact. There's no question about it. But I think every coach approaches every year with the idea that they're gonna work hard and they're gonna win every game they can win and sneak out some that they are not supposed to win. So I don't think anybody would love going into a season saying, well, we're only going to win 4 no matter what. And yet, in the end result, her point is, my grace is sufficient for thee. And obviously, I buy into that because I'm a Christian, faith-filled man, and I understand that.
Yeah, we may not like that all the time, but, you know.
Right, exactly.
Lydia has a couple of questions for you. The first is, there seems to be such a victim mentality in our country right now. Do you think that is pouring into football?
Not much. No, I don't. I think that's the thing that I like about football is it's just such a it's a real deal. I mean, you can't back into being a football player. You're either in playing and you're hard and you're going at it or you're not. So I don't think that victim mentality plays too much into football. I really don't see it.
Lydia also asks, with people being so defensive about their opinions and getting offended so easily, do you encourage players to keep their opinions to themselves, or do you want them to face opinions they may not like?
Well, I'm not sure exactly the context that she's talking about, but, you know, I think people that are just smart about going about their business, you know, recognize the fact that people have a right to an opinion, including themselves. So I think they can express their opinions, and they don't need to do it in a way that causes all kinds of issues and that sort of thing. But you certainly need to stand up for your own principles and that sort of thing. I think where players, you know, get into trouble because of their age and social media is just putting everything out on social media. I think, you know, you don't always have to win every battle, and you don't always have to have the last say. And I think, you know, we talk to our guys about that all the time, that, you know, you can have an opinion and you can feel strongly about it, but don't put yourself or your teammates in an awkward spot because you're throwing it out there on social media.
Darren has a couple of questions for you. The first is, what is something you wish you knew more about?
Fly fishing. I want to learn more about fly fishing. I know a little bit about it and went this summer and even caught a couple, but I want to know more about that.
I'm wondering when you actually have time for fly fishing. I mean, when does that work out?
In the middle of summer, I had a great opportunity to do some of that, and it was fun. I loved it.
Aaron would also like to know, what is the most dangerous thing you think you have ever done? And looking back on it now, do you think you were courageous for doing it or really dumb?
Oh, man. Most dangerous thing. Boy, nothing comes to mind real fast. I mean, I for me personally, I've gotten myself into trouble working around heavy equipment because I'm not real familiar with that stuff. And I know when I was a senior in college and we were setting up some display in a mall at the time, and we were working with heavy equipment, and they got a bunch of the football players and made a few bucks real easy, and I actually got myself hurt in that situation. So that's probably the most dangerous thing I've ever done, is just wandering into an area that I'm pretty dumb about.
Rod would like to know, how do you think Mike Holmgren would describe you now?
Oh, man. I'm not sure. We had a very humorous and comical relationship when we were together. So I think he'd describe me as just hopefully a fun guy to hang around with and socialize with and that sort of thing. And football-wise, I'm not sure how he'd describe me. I think there was some mutual respect back then, but I don't really know. That's a good question.
Well, if he wouldn't describe you as fun-loving and good to be around, I will. So I'm just going to throw that out there. So.
We had a lot of fun. We were out in a different environment, and he and I were a little foreign to the environment, and we got along wonderfully.
Amber would like to know, what kind of football player do you think Jesus would have been?
Oh, man, I would have loved to have him on the team. I think, I've said for many years, I started the program here back a long time ago, and I remember at an early meeting with some administrators, and wondering how football is going to fit into the culture and so on and so forth. And I said, well, the ultimate tough guy, in my opinion, is Jesus. And so I think he'd been a tough football player. He would have been a guy with a lot of resolve, and he would do what it took to be successful, and he wouldn't cut corners, and he'd be all in is how I would look at him.
Tyler would like to know, what Bible verse or story is your favorite?
I have a lot of them. We are actually, our coaches have a Bible study once a week here, and right now we're into 1 Kings. And I tell you, one of the stories that's just kind of I've thoroughly enjoyed because of the way, things are even in the world today. The whole idea when Elijah and Ahab are, whose God is better, Baal or God, the real God. And, well, let's cut up a bull and let's throw it on the fire and let's see what happens here. And then eventually Elijah just starts taunting him, like, well, scream louder and cut yourself more and see if your God will listen to you. And I just thought it's a clear example of the strength of the real God versus all the phony gods that happen to be out there.
Nancy asks, you're a dad with lots of experience, so can you help me try to fix my husband with something? Our 2-year-old blurts out poop, and my husband thought that was the funniest thing. So now our son is saying it all the time, and my husband keeps laughing. I don't think I'm overreacting, so how do I get him to see that this really isn't funny?
Oh, man. They're going to have to figure that out themselves, I think. Probably not going to weigh in on that one. There's probably times where you think something is funny, but you can't show it because you don't want that result to keep showing up. So I think I'd probably try to curb my laughter if I could, but that's on them. I love those 2-year-olds.
I have to say, Nancy, that something you better get used to is that us guys always think that stuff is funny. So 20, 30, whatever, we're going to think it's funny.
Yeah, they make sitcoms out of stories like that. So, yeah.
And what are we praising the Lord about today, Coach?
Well, today is September 12th, but yesterday was a day of remembrance, and, watched a program late last night, about 9/11, and you can't help but praise the first responders and all the guys that do their job so willingly to help all of us out. Once again, I think just such a role model for everybody. And so I'm praising all the first responders out there that just go about their business and keep us all safe.
That's awesome. Thanks for joining us this week, Coach.
Thanks, Rob. Have a great week.
We want to thank Coach Miller for joining us on the Warrior's Word this week. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the Wisconsin Lutheran coach, please send them to us at DennisMiller@MinorLeagueSportsSupport.com. That's DennisMiller@MinorLeagueSportsSupport.com. Please have your questions to us by Tuesday evening so we can give the coach a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Support, and we'll see you next time on the Warrior's Word.